The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Climatech of Professional Air.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. My guest in the studio, Travis Thompson from Climatech of Professional Air. Check them out online, climatechproair.com, or they're on Facebook, or just give them a call. Like the jingle says, heating and cooling is what they know. Call 857-4700. How you doing this morning, Travis?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. Feeling excellent this morning. I got some really good sleep, so that's always an indicator of a good morning. So.
I think it's something in the weather, because I told my wife this morning, I don't think I moved last night. She's kind of passed out.
Yep, it's like perfect temperature for sleeping. It's just cold enough where you're not going to get all, you know, icky, you know, when you're sleeping. And
I can fix that. By the way.
Yeah,
Just so you know.
Yes. The outdoor temperature doesn't matter, because Climatech of Pro Air can definitely fix it for you. If you have any issues, any questions for Travis this morning, let us know. 437-1620. Join the conversation. Got lots to talk about. Some exciting news, right?
Yep. We are. While you're on that topic, though, before we get to that, that stickiness, that's a perfect, you know, I hear that a lot, and people, I think, get used to it. They think it is what it is. And, typically, there's one spouse that is freezing to death and the other one is hot and they're sticky and they're sweaty. And that is typically a sign of a moisture problem. And it's not something you have to just live with. It can be regulated. And if you get the moisture level in the house down where it really ought to be for a healthy home in the first place, not only will you sleep better, but that sticky, icky goes away and the temperature changes dramatically in what you have to get the temperature to at night to be comfortable. Sometimes 3 and 4 degrees difference. You know, somebody, a very typical thing, you know, is hearing folks run the AC down to anywhere between 68 and 70 degrees to sleep at night. And that's typically the house where somebody's freezing and somebody's sticky. And that's a humidity problem. If you can get that humidity under control, you will be amazed at how 72 can feel in that home for both parties. And the freezing party feels a little better because the temperature actually is coming up. And the sticky party feels better because the temperature is, it's the same, but you're not sticky. So there is a moisture issue there when you have that. And that's a scenario I hear a lot of people talk about. So if that's something that you deal with, that is something we can help you deal with.
Save your marriage with Climatech of Professional Air.
I'm not claiming that.
No, but it'll definitely help. It will definitely help, because sleep is just paramount to having a good life, especially with your spouse. All right. So, yeah, if you're feeling that feeling in your house, that's definitely something you can fix. What is the percentage? It's like between 40 and 50%.
That's a good round number.
Yeah.
I mean, you definitely want to keep it in between. I use like the high 40s and the low 50s. That's where I like to see it. Anywhere in that 48, 52, right in there is good. If we could just dial in a perfect number, I guess I'd say 50. But that's a great number, because we're well out of that range for mold to grow. We're not inhibiting, you know, bacterial growth, things like that in the home. But we fix that sticky problem, which is actually the more important thing, in my opinion, because I cannot stand to wake up that way.
Right. Do you do everything with the HVAC system, or do you have standalone units? How are you?
Typically, we can do it with the HVAC system. And the reason that is if we can do it with the HVAC system and have one system in the house that does all of it, our energy bills go down. So, for example, I just got mine this morning. Just ironically, mine was $142 this month.
Ooh.
And I've got a medium-sized house. I don't have a big house, but my house is 100% electric, meaning even my water, I'm on a well. So when I turn on a spigot, I'm paying for a well to run. So $142 is pretty darn low.
It's not bad.
And that's something that, you know, I hear a lot of people in the $300 and $400, and I'm like, man, if we could fix your sticky problem and reduce your power bill, that's a double whammy. And that's the houses I really like to see change, because I see the customers get excited about it. It's something that's kind of fun for me, because just fixing an air conditioner can get mundane.
Hey, you're changing their life by giving them a little bit extra money in their pocket every month, I'm telling you.
It is fun to see. And I try to reach out to customers, and I do get a lot of them give me some feedback, you know, after it's been a few months, and see where they're at. And we always see drops when we put in the higher speed systems, but some of them are dramatic.
And for somebody who hasn't heard the show before, or if they're, you know, not privy to the split systems and all of this stuff, what's the new system that we talk about now, the variable speed?
Variable speed system, yes, sir.
Let's let everybody know about this, because this is relatively new, and it's revolutionary.
Yep. The systems, most systems that are in existence, most of them that we see are single stage systems, meaning they turn on and they turn off. They have no in between. So it's just like a light switch. You turn it on, you turn it off. So when the house gets to a certain temperature, let's say you've got a 4-ton unit. A 4-ton unit kicks on and gives you 4 tons of cooling, even on a day like today, where it really doesn't need to be a 4-ton.
Right.
But we're going to run that 4-ton, and then we're going to shut it off. And then we're going to run it again, and we're going to shut it off. And getting that unit started takes a lot more energy than anything else, really, because once you turn it on, it takes a big influx of power to get it going. Then it takes 7-8 minutes for all of that stuff to start settling down, the refrigerant pressures to get right, actually start extracting moisture out of the air. So if we're not running it long enough, we're not even getting to the moisture removal. That's why we get sticky homes. Then with a variable speed system, we're running like the accelerator on your car. So when we start getting a little warmer outside, that thing barely comes on, and it barely runs just to keep up with the temperature in the house. As the heat increases outside during the day, it increases in the amount of run that it's doing to battle that heat, and tries to match it, you know, like for like. So we got the same amount of energy that we're using to get rid of the energy coming into the house. And by doing that, we run it longer, but we're running at a much lower power usage. And we're taking moisture out from the time it kicks on to the time it kicks off. And a lot of times it won't kick off. And people are scared of that, but it's a lot less power. If you could imagine running your car with an on-off switch and the accelerator glued to the floorboard, that is an analogy for the systems we've got that are single stage versus a car with an accelerator that we can put out on the interstate and run it at 60 miles an hour with just a little crack of the throttle. So that's kind of the best way to give that analogy where it makes sense, where it would actually save money. So those systems do a fantastic job of, you know, they're quieter because they don't run as hard. They've got more moisture because they run longer. They use less energy because they're not coming on and off and banging on and off, and it actually wears the parts out less. So it's just a win-win. I was talking to one of the manufacturer's reps yesterday about it. It's kind of where everything's headed. I don't know how many years it'll take till it gets there, but I think that's where it's all going to end up one day is some type of system that runs. I mean, it just makes sense.
If you have questions or comments, you want to join the conversation, let us know, 437-1620. I've been reading a couple of texts coming in here. One listener wanted to know, we are renovating an older house that has no duct work. Is a ductless system the best solution for our HVAC needs in this situation?
It can be. I have seen many houses where that is a great solution. It depends on a lot of things, your budget, the amount of rooms that you have to heat and cool. That's probably two of the first ones that come to mind, because when you have multiple rooms with a mini split system, it can get a little expensive because you've got to put an air unit that moves air in each room. So if you've got a lot of rooms where the variable speed system we were just talking about actually is, it runs exactly like a mini split, but you duct it into each room. So that's another option if maybe you don't have room for duct work, some houses or things like that. But yeah, if you're space is a problem, then a mini split may be an outstanding option.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your text there. Another one came in here. Do you guys do duct cleaning in-house?
We don't do it in-house. We do have a company we work with that does it when we find that it's needed. And the reason I've never really done it in-house is I like to look at it first and actually see if that's what's needed, because a lot of customers we get say they have a dirty duct, and when you go out and look, there is dirt on the ceiling around the vents, but it's not the duct that's actually dirty inside. It leaks right around that grill into the attic. So I like to look at that first before I just recommend cleaning duct.
Okay. All right. And they also want to know, is it just as economical to replace or to have a really good cleaning. I would think it'd be cheaper to clean it out, right?
Yeah, it would definitely be. But if you're having duck, if you're having dirt, dirty duck problems, mm-hmm. there's another problem.
Gotcha.
Shouldn't be getting that way. So my recommendation would be, and we'll come out at no charge and look at it. Mm-hmm. Let's look at the duct work and find out where the dirt's getting in and why it's getting in, and fix that problem, and then decide, is the duct system dirty enough? Maybe we just need to replace and start over, or maybe you're a perfect candidate for cleaning. Mm.
If you have any questions this morning, let us know. Climatech, a professional air. I have Travis Thompson in the studio this morning. Call them anytime, 850-857-4700, or check them out online, climatechproair.com. Had another text come in. Is it possible to have a variable speed unit with a gas furnace?
Yes, it absolutely is.
Okay,
very nice systems, and there's, we don't see a lot of that around here because we just don't see a whole lot of gas, but we do have people that love their gas systems, and they do have that system available. And it also basically has a variable speed gas system with it. So the gas works the same way that the cooling does. It only uses the gas that it's really needing. It doesn't just bang on and bang off like most gas furnaces we have in our area. So yes, absolutely, it is available.
All right, great. We got questions coming in. We got calls coming in now. 437-1620. Get to us before it's too late. David from Pensacola, are you there with us, David?
Yes, I'm enjoying the show, and I've got a kind of follow-up question about the mini split. He was mentioning how sometimes they can be a good remedy for certain situations and such.
Okay.
Well, he said something about like an air handler or something. I didn't catch the name of what he said, but actually moves the air. Like, say, you got a modest, two-bedroom, one-bath cabin or something, and you want to put a mini split in there in the main kitchen dining room or kitchen family room area, but you want that air to move into the bedroom. How does he do that? I always thought you'd have to put a mini split in each room is what I was kind of thinking, but I was not thinking right, apparently.
Yeah, there's many types of, and mini splits kind of got nicknamed ductless systems, so it kind of hurt them a little bit because there are ductless mini splits, but there are also ducted mini splits. They actually have the same outdoor unit, but the indoor unit can be put, there's a few different configurations you can actually do it in where a small air handler can be put, say, in an attic or in a closet or wherever we might could put it, and run ductwork from that unit into the individual room. So it still runs just like a mini split, speeds up, slows down, does a great job, and you can duct it into multiple rooms. And sometimes we find ourselves using that because if you're putting a mini split in each room that you had to do, especially like, say, a bathroom, it's a small room, it's very hard to put a little wall mount unit in there without being way too big. So some of these units are great fit for that scenario because we can do a ducted unit and actually put vents in the rooms if we have some attic space or even under the house space, whatever it might be, and that's sometimes a better way to do it.
So the part that the duct would come off of, would there be a unit that, like a typical mini split, you can look at it, you can see it, and you can see the fan, the where the air's coming out of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's completely inside of the home.
Right.
But, you can see it. How does the one that you're talking about that has the duct, does half of it have like a little contraption that captures that air that's coming out of it?
No.
Or does 100% of the air come out and go directly into, like you're saying, I guess like an air handler or a
That's
Some
correct.
Sort of,
it's basically,
duct.
It's
okay.
It's built more like what you've seen a standard air handler, say, in a closet. It's built like that, but
okay.
It's just smaller. So we're allowed to put it in a few.
Okay. So it's basically just a smaller version of it's very similar to a conventional air conditioning type.
That's
system.
Exactly right. It is. It's just like our variable speed system I was just talking about. It's a split system, but it runs like the mini splits that were so, famous for their energy consumption because they run that same way I was just speaking of where they kind of slow down and speed up. So, but yes, it uses a conventional type air handler.
Awesome.
All right, well, that answers my question. I'm enjoying the show. I'll hang up, let somebody else get in. Y'all have a great day. Bye.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you, David. Have a good day, sir. All right, if you have questions or comments, 437-1620. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, Climatech of professional air. In the studio this morning, Travis Thompson. Check him out online, climatechproair.com. He's on Facebook, or just give him a call, 857-4700. All right. So already had some calls and texts. That's really good. People are really thinking about this right now because of the changing of the seasons. And, you know, things are going to get really, really busy coming up for the summer. But going on now, let's talk about this before we run out of time.
Sure.
Special sale, special savings available right now. Let's talk about that.
We are. We're going to actually put ourselves in with the manufacturer who's got rebates available now. We're going to match their rebates on our variable speed and our other systems that already have rebates on them, so the higher efficiency systems. But we're also going to put rebates on our 14 SEER stuff. I'm still saying 14 SEER, even though it's 14.2 now. But all of our systems, we're going to rebate everything we've got. We're going to do it from now through Memorial Day because we've got just a little bit more of this shoulder season left. And this is a good time of year to think about it because, like you just said, people are starting to think about it. And it's a good time of year for us because we're not crazy overloaded yet. So we're going to do this. It's the first time we've ever done anything like it. We're going to cut the commercial for it today and it'll be started. So we're going to, anybody that's looking for a system that's ever wanted a good deal on a high quality system, this will be the best opportunity we've ever presented to do that, and hope people out there will take advantage of it and use it while the season's still a little bit cooler, and see what we can do to help people out, help ourselves out, and see if we can do it all and benefit.
And that's now through now till Memorial Day.
That's correct.
Through
that's
Memorial
correct.
Day.
You can hold me to words. Come on now.
Is it till or through?
To Memorial Day. I don't know.
Probably, I guess, through the end of the
you
day
pick
that
it.
Day. I
How
don't
about
know.
That?
Yeah,
you
that'll
pick
be
it.
Fine.
You tell
Midnight
me.
On Memorial Day. This is over. So get in there now. All right. If you have any more questions or comments, let us know. 437-1620, and we'll get your questions answered right here on the air with Travis Thompson. What are some of the challenges that we're going to face this summer? You think it's going to be super, super hot? Can we really even gauge how hot it's going to be from year to year?
I wouldn't dare try myself. Yeah. I've lived here my whole life and I've seen really hot summers. Even mm-hmm. as a kid, I remember some scorchers well up in the hundreds for days on end. And then I remember summers where it just hits the low 90s. So who knows? One thing has always been true, though, is the moisture will be here. And it will be hot enough that you won't want to sleep without an AC.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. A lot of people around here, I'm sure, have spaces with the little wall units, right? Wall air conditioners sticking in the window and stuff like that. What are some of the challenges that we face with those scenarios?
There's a lot. Biggest one I have an issue with is they are very high energy user, very high. You know, I've seen people with three or four of them in a house and their power bills are that $300 and $400.
Right.
And I can finance a unit for way less than that power bill is going to be. And you'll have one nice system and your power bill is going to go way down. So once you pay that unit off, you're paying yourself back. So that's my biggest one. Security, obviously another thing. You can snatch that thing out of the window and you got an open window in your house.
Right.
So that's another one. And they're typically noisy. So unless you just like the noise of the window shakers, we call them, you know, a mini split, if it's one room that you're doing, say you got a sunroom out back and you got it with that, it's hard to sit out there and have a conversation with that thing running, where a mini split, you can't hear it running. They're silent and use way less energy. So things like that are kind of my big knocks, I guess, on the window shakers or window units. And then the P-tacks, we call them, which are kind of the same thing. Like you see in a hotel that slides through a wall.
Yeah.
We see those in sunrooms quite a bit. Same scenario
very
there.
Very noisy.
Very noisy. Energy consumption is very high. So that would be the complaint if I had to say I had one.
Right. Yeah. The seals sometimes around those window units especially, a lot of the times from the factory, it's just a piece of plastic that blocks the air coming in from the sides of these units.
That's right.
And that's not going to do much. So, definitely inviting in moisture and temperature that it has to deal with. And so it's going to run longer. You're going to pay more for it. So, all right. Questions, comments today, let us know. 437-1620. We talked about duct work. Man, I wish everybody could go to these metal ducts.
I know. That's one of the things, you know, we talked about that before, the duct getting dirty. You know, if you could do the metal duct, metal on the inside, there's nothing for dirt and dust to stick to. Everything's slick. If it's sealed up right, you're good forever, man. And you know, you just got to, it's a whole lot better. Even if you bump it or anything in the attic, knocks around, it'll take a beating a whole lot better. There's just a whole lot more good to it than there is bad.
Exactly.
But it's great stuff. And we've been turning out quite a bit of that.
Are you using a lot of the UV technology?
We do. We do. Yeah. Matter of fact, I've got an appointment Monday with a lady who called asking a bunch of questions about it. But yeah, and that's something that I think too, it kind of got a rep because a lot of the first UVs that came out produced quite a bit of ozone that people were very concerned about because that can be a problem for people with asthma and things like that.
Okay.
So the new ones have zero. Wow. There's no ozone.
They figured that out.
Yep. Yep. So they've got that problem solved. So we've got that available. And then the electrostatic filters, which are my personal favorites, just at stopping and trapping anything that comes through the airstream. I mean, it's ridiculous how clean it will keep the system over years and years and years of runtime. We're seeing systems look just like the day we installed them. And that's the killer of most ACs is dirt. So if we can stop that dirt, we're in great shape.
One thing talking about duct work and stuff like that with this UV light, if you had a metal duct system with all that space in there, is that where you would put the UV light, or where does this UV light technology come in?
Typically, these are installed in the supply plenum of the duct, which is just above your unit. So all of the air leaving the unit gets treated as it's leaving the unit. There are a couple different styles. There's some that actually shine on the coil itself. So that's another way to do it, but there's a couple different ways, but the most popular one is in the supply plenum, right after the air handler that's treating all the air that's leaving.
And I know we talk about this a lot on the show, but this is just one of the things that I always just thought it's one of those things that goes against what you would normally think. And, I've made the same mistake a lot of people have. You go out to the store and you buy the thickest filter that is on the shelf, the most expensive HEPA, all these little numbers and abbreviations, and you're like, oh, this is great. This is going to help me out. But it actually is going to work against you, right?
Yep, that's correct.
Yeah.
And that's something that, in conjunction with the UV and the metal duct we just spoke about, that's the Climatech comfort systems we talked about a couple shows ago, that we can give you a system that includes everything. If you want to do that and you want to have a worry-free system for 10 years, we can do that. And it'll take care of your warranty, take care of your maintenance, take care of everything you have to do with that system for 10 years and have the best system you can have. So if anybody's interested in that and, you know, something from it takes care of your comfort, your indoor air quality, your energy consumption, put it all in one package, and we just called it the Climatech Comfort System. And if anybody's interested in that, we're more than happy to come out and talk to you about it.
The Climatech Comfort System, available at Climatech of Professional Air. Go online to climatechproair.com. They're on Facebook, or you can call them anytime, 850-857-4700. And now till Memorial Day, special rebates and tax credits. Every system you get an instant rebate, right?
That's correct.
All right. Going on now. Till or through, maybe both, Memorial Day. Definitely till Memorial Day, so we'll go with that. Travis Thompson, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you so much for our listeners and our questions through text and calls. We'll see you next time, buddy. Thank
All
you
right.
so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.